Start your day with Morning Edition and wind it down with All Things Considered, only on KPBS. From global headlines to local stories, stay informed, inspired, and connected. Tune in daily or listen anytime at kpbs.org.
Good morning, I'm Lawrence K. Jackson. It's Thursday, August 21st. There's been another immigration enforcement arrest near a school. More on that next, but first, the headlines. CBS 8 reported that dozens of National City residents gathered Tuesday night at City Hall demanding stronger rent protections. Renters are currently protected under a statewide tenant protections law. That law includes a rent increase maximum of 10% per year, which many demonstrators said is too high. Their main demand is that National City leaders pass a citywide tenant protection law to override the current statewide one. One of the ideas mentioned was changing the maximum rent increase per year to 3% or matching the current inflation rate, whichever is lower. The Santee Fire Department has some new hardware. The city officially put a new brush rig into service yesterday with a traditional push-in ceremony at its Fire Station 5. The rig cost over $600,000. Roughly $400,000 of that was covered by the San Diego Regional Fire Foundation and the San Diego River Conservancy. The remainder was covered by the city's general fund. According to the city, the new brush rig will ensure the department always has a dedicated brush truck available, even when assisting neighboring communities. While fire season is year-round in California, the timing is ideal, as late summer and fall are when the risk of fire is highest because of the combination of heat, dry vegetation, and winds. The number of riders on MTS has increased over 7% over the past year. When the agency announced the increase yesterday, they said it brings them near their ridership prior to the pandemic. MTS also reported that annual ridership passed 80 million trips in the last fiscal year, up 5.5 million from the previous year. The agency credits the bounce back to investments made to improve reliability, safety, and service, as well as adding more bus routes. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
Hi, I'm Dr. Rachel Jans, Associate Curator of Modern and Contemporary Art at the San Diego Museum of Art. We're presenting a landmark exhibition of Eduardo Chiida, a visionary sculptor who transformed the way we think about form, space, and material. Eduardo Chiida, Convergence, is the most expansive U.S. presentation of the artist's work in nearly 50 years, bringing together monumental sculptures, delicate works on paper, and a virtual reality experience of his iconic Comb of the Wind installation on the Basque coast of Spain. Eduardo Chiida, Convergence is on view now through February 8, 2026 at the San Diego Museum of Art in Balboa Park. Learn more at sdmaart.org.
Yesterday morning, federal immigration agents arrested a man near Parkdale Lane Elementary School in Encinitas. This is at least the third immigration arrest near a school in San Diego County this month. Reporter Gustavo Solis says elected officials are condemning the arrest.
Let him say goodbye to his family!
Video circulating on social media shows the arrest on a sidewalk near Parkdale Lane Elementary School in Encinitas. School district officials say ICE agents arrested the man before school Wednesday morning. He was on his way to work. ICE agents forced the man into a truck as his wife and daughter try to say goodbye.
Mama, you do what you need to do. It's okay, baby. It's okay, baby.
The North County advocacy group, Alianza Comunitaria, shared a video on social media. State Senator Catherine Blakespear and Congressman Mike Levin quickly condemned the arrest. Blakespear called it inhumane, barbaric, and lawless. Levin says ICE needs to provide a full and immediate explanation. The agency did not immediately respond to questions from KPBS. This is the third immigration arrest near a school in San Diego County this month. Others happened in Chula Vista and Linda Vista. Gustavo Solis, KPBS News.
Many of the new homes San Diego is building are right next to a freeway. Reporter Jake Gatta looked into what it's like living in those homes.
How would you feel about living right next to a freeway? In San Diego, that's the reality for a lot of people.
It's all of this. All of this loud sound that we're talking over right now and the pollution from the traffic.
Noise and pollution. That's what Jolene Miller deals with on a daily basis. She lives next to the freeways in Mission Valley. And soon there will be a lot more people in the same boat, because 1 in 5 housing permits issued in San Diego County in the past 6 years is within 1,000 feet of a freeway.
You can wipe your little table down on the patio every day and it's gonna come out black every day.
We don't need a study to tell us that pollution is bad for your health, but there's a ton of research showing that living near a source like freeways has consequences. But still, we keep putting homes there.
That really hasn't come up in the discussion over the last few years that I've been on the city council and that we have been working to add more housing.
Councilmember Stephen Whitburn represents a district with a lot of freeways, and he told me building housing has been a priority. But a majority of the county is zoned in a way that limits new construction. And until that changes, the new apartments have to go somewhere. So they end up right next to a freeway.
That was reporter Jake Gatta with another installment of In Whose Backyard? The parents of a teenager killed while crossing the street in Encinitas are asking the city to improve street safety. John Chalekian's daughter, Emery, was killed while crossing Encinitas Boulevard in a marked crosswalk, allegedly by a driver running a red light.
A bicyclist and my daughter were both killed within 1/4 mile of one another on that strip of Encinitas Boulevard. That 1/4 mile of Encinitas Boulevard has taken more lives this year and has put us over the San Diego County annual average per 100,000 deaths.
He wants the city to declare an emergency to tap into state money for safety improvements. Officials with the city of Encinitas said in a statement it has, quote, continuing commitment to maintaining street and traffic-related safety, end quote. They also said they could not comment further because of possible litigation. San Diego could soon pay hotel and other tourism workers a higher minimum wage. In our latest Why It Matters segment, Voice of San Diego's Scott Lewis said that's created a new player in local politics.
The San Diego Padres recently did a poll of San Diego voters. Unfortunately, it was not about whether slugger Ryan O'Hearn should get more playing time or if the team should host a journalist's appreciation night. No, it was about politics. The team asked respondents if they knew the city council is considering adopting a minimum wage increase to $25 per hour for all tourism employees. And it asked, do you think the Padres should actively support this proposal? Right now, the minimum wage in the city of San Diego is $17.25 per hour. The city council is set to decide soon on whether to require hotels and the tourism industry to pay a minimum wage of $25 per hour. The draft law would also include event venues like Petco Park. The Padres do not like that, and they appear to be ready to become more politically active. Here's another question that the Padres asked voters in their survey. Quote, suppose there was a candidate for local public office that you generally disagreed with and opposed. If the Padres organization endorsed that candidate for local public office, would that worsen your opinion of the Padres organization, or would that make no difference to you? The Padres have always had to deal with politics, but endorsing candidates is a much bigger step. We'll see if they take it. I'm Scott Lewis for Voice of San Diego, and that's why it matters.
Bob Marley's 1977 hit Jammin' celebrates community, peace, and mutual respect. It's also the latest inspiration behind Pajammin', a new children's book by Bob Marley's eldest son, Ziggy Marley. Midday Edition host Jade Heinemann sat down with Ziggy Marley ahead of his appearance at the KPBS San Diego Book Festival on Saturday.
Tell me about Pajammin'. It's about, you know, a family pajama party. Tell me about that.
Yeah, I mean, it's about my family, you know, my immediate family. When I started writing this, I had 4 young kids. And we used to communicate through song, through making up my little jingles here and there to get them to do stuff, whether it's if they're going to brush their teeth or if they have dinner time. I usually communicate with them through song or, you know, make up a little rhyme or something. So Pajammin' is, you know, it's a part of how we communicate with our children. And, you know, the book is based upon my father's song, Jammin', in terms of the energy and the vibe and the melody of the idea. But, yeah, it's just a way of communicating, you know, some things to the kids, really.
Wow. I mean, you know, even though this book is about a family pajama party and, you know, when we think of it, we're thinking of very small children, it's something that you really carry on even as your kids grow up and get older. It's that connection, right, is important?
Yeah, man, especially, I mean, the connection where we bring everyone kind of back to the childhood state of mind where no matter how old you get, you're still my child and I'm still your parent and we always can dial down the adult world, you know, and bring it back to that inner sense of when you were a child, you know, when I was a child, being a child, you know, it's just it's a great time in our lives, in their lives, and, you know, we always can bring it back.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, so throughout the story, you really weave in lyrics from that iconic song we just heard, Jammin'. How did you get the idea to do that?
Well, really and truly, we do this thing every day. We make up stuff, we ad-lib stuff, you know, so it's just a part of who we are and what we do. We like having fun, we like making fun, and music is a part of our life, and we have fun with music, and so with songs of my father, we're always like, you know, trying to relate it to our everyday life and spin it in that way. And so this is one of the ways we spin it, you know, spin the vibe of his spirit into his grandchildren, you know, in a very fun way.
You know, illustrations are such a huge part of children's books, too. And these illustrations, they're bright and colorful, yeah, almost whimsical, like a kid's imagination. Leticia Moreno did the illustrations. What was it like to bring the images to life with her?
Yeah, I mean, as you say, images, colors, especially for kids, you know, are very important. It's the full spectrum of their how they receive information. It's not just one way. It's in colors. It's in words. It's in sound. And so you know, it's a back and forth. It's a collaborative process. We really use a lot of heart and a lot of feeling to also interpret things and not just how we see it, but how we feel it, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's right. Well, lastly, Ziggy, what do you hope kids and their families take away from Pajamin'?
Well, joyfulness, togetherness, and again, a way to put the outside noise away, because there's a lot of noise outside in the world, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And just get together as a family, really. I mean, that's what I hope. It's just for, like, lock off the noise of the outside world for a second and let's be a family and let's get back together and share and love and just sometimes do things that is maybe breaking the rules in the house, but it's fun at the same time, you know? So freedom, really. I want kids and parents to have a little freedom. And then we can get back to, okay, you got to go to, you got classes, you got tutoring, you got soccer, you got this, you got that. Kids are so busy these days. Kids are so busy these days. So much pressure on kids. This is, let's take some pressure off the kids, you know, and have some fun, you know.
That was musician and author Ziggy Marley speaking with KPBS Midday Edition host Jade Hindman. And we hope you'll jam with us on Saturday at the KPBS San Diego Book Festival. It's from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at USD. More info can be found at kpbs.org/sdbookfestival. That is it for the pod today. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. I'm Lawrence K. Jackson. Thanks for listening and subscribing. By doing so, you're supporting public media, and I want to thank you for that. Have a great day.
Start your day with Morning Edition and wind it down with All Things Considered, only on KPBS. From global headlines to local stories, stay informed, inspired, and connected. Tune in daily or listen anytime at kpbs.org.